Today's review is covering the TV series Fargo, which ran so far for 4 seasons, starting in 2014. This review is covering season 1, starring Billy Bob Thornton as Lauren Malvo, Martin Freeman as Lester Nygaard, Allison Tolman as Molly Solverson, who was the police officer in the series, Colin Hanks, who played the part of Gus Grimley, who's also a police officer and later a mail carrier. Interestingly enough, it also starred Key and Peele later in the episodes, as we got, I think, to episode 8, 9, and 10, I believe. I know this is loosely based off the crimes and everything, the movie Fargo, and the events that actually supposedly happened in Fargo, but it just seems too unbelievable to have actually, some of the events that they cover and talk about to have actually happened seems impossible, if not really highly unlikely. In the film, Billy Bob Thornton, or Lauren Malvo, meets Martin Freeman when they went to the hospital, both getting work done. They have a little discussion. And through that discussion, Martin Freeman determines that he's not the kind of man that he wants to be. He wants to be more of an alpha male. Not long after that, Lester goes back home and he beats his wife to death with a hammer. Then he ends up framing his brother-in-law for it, or his brother, actually it's his brother, for the murder, and gets him put in jail and to take the rap. All the while, Billy Bob Thornton, he had called him, and he was wrapped up in it too. And Billy Bob played basically a maniac, greedy felon who was going around killing anybody that he could to get what he wanted. He played the part of a likable serial killer. I guess you have to be, if a lot of serial killers, from what I understand, are charismatic. But and then all the while they're being traced down by Molly Solverson, the police officer played by Allison Tolman. It was a very interesting story. You wanted to know what was going to happen from beginning to end. Was Lester Nygaard going to get away with his crimes? Were they going to catch Lauren Malvo? That was the whole point of this season, and it was very interesting. Of course, the setting in Fargo, everything was freezing, and it was really, really entertaining, and I highly recommend it and would give it 5 stars. Near the end of the season 1, Lester is... he has the heat on him. The police are kind of coming after him. They're investigating him for his involvement in a couple of murders. And he has Lauren Malvo on his back. He had met Lauren in Vegas. He had finally met up with him. I don't know how much time had passed since the original events. He double-crossed Lauren Malvo. Lauren Malvo was coming after him. And he was getting his tickets to go to Acapulco with his new wife, who worked at the insurance agency. He knew Malvo was going to come after him. So when he drove by his office, he saw the light was on and it rose his suspicion, but he didn't say anything to the wife. He needed to get into the office in order to get their passports. So what's he do? The little weasel that he was, he sent in his wife, who supposedly he loves. He sends in his wife. She goes in, Malvo's in there, he executes her cold-bloodedly. Lester knew this was going to happen. He must have known this was going to happen, and that's what kind of sets him to get the heck out of town from there. And he is in a lot of hot water. The police apprehend him. He gets out temporarily, and then he makes a run for it. In the last episode, he makes a run for it. I think they catch up with him in Montana. He doesn't make it out alive. Let's leave it at that. It was a really, really interesting show. I thought it was well made, well edited, well acted, lots in very good writing.